Hello everyone, welcome home. Happy new month to all our audience, our viewers and our listeners. Today I'm really excited, guys. I have two of my favorite people in the world. They all both start with a C. Their names are Cholo Chileshe and Chulufia Mwapeng. To discuss a topic that is at the heart of every person, guys, we all know you need to wear clothes at the end of the day, but you still need to look fashionable. But we also know we are in June, which is court season for us in Zambia. And that means we're all going to be put on the bomba the bomba. But some bombas, guys, are over-bombered. So we still need to remain fashionable. So today our topic is called Bad Classy. And don't forget, the podcast is in a competition to win podcasting equipment. So don't forget to vote by going to either our Instagram page, Facebook, or WhatsApp page. You'll be able to find the link to go and vote. So guys, let's give a shout out today to Faith Ngulube, one of our consistent listeners, and let's welcome our guests. Welcome Choloe and Chilufia.
Thank you for having us, David.
Thank you for having us, David.
I am so glad to have you guys here.
My pleasure.
It is our pleasure. Yeah. We're looking forward to, you know, getting into the topic
into
and just, you know, see what we talk about.
Yeah.
Okay, that's really nice to know. Beautiful Chole, guys, when I tell you she's beautiful, and we've got this handsome king here. You will see their photos. From their photos, you'll be able to see. So let me just ask them this question. When I asked you guys to come on this podcast and talk about fashion,
yeah,
and the topic called Bad Classy, what was your thought? We could start with you, Chole.
For me, I was like, whoa, like me, you know, because when I step out of like the room, all I want to do is like people to like feel what I'm wearing and,
yes,
like I just look good.
Yeah,
so
yeah,
like when you asked me, I was like fashion, I'm like, so people actually look at me as fashion. So I felt good. So I was like, oh, okay, cool. Yeah.
Okay, Chilufia, what of you?
When I got this, I felt like, okay, I might be a fashion icon, yeah, or something, but
like, what can I mean,
so you know, I just figured, you know, just had to talk about it.
Yeah, we
come
need to talk
here,
about it.
Had to think about a lot of stuff and like, you know, how I dress and how I'm going to talk about how others feel about how they dress and,
yeah,
how, you know, people come
we
together and just
about
bring
girls,
about different ideas on how they dress. So
okay,
that's
really good. Okay, guys, before we go any further, we need to know what they are wearing, right? They need to describe to us what they are wearing.
Oh
we
God.
Can't start a fashion segment without knowing what the people that we're seated with are wearing. So, like, describe to us what you're wearing. She looks beautiful, guys. You can only see her.
No, I don't even.
What are you wearing, Chole?
I'm just wearing regular clothes, guys. Mm. I'm just in, like, an off-shoulder one-piece top and some denim jeans. And since I'm home, I'm in slides. That's all. And I thought I'd look cute, so I did my hair a bit. So.
Oh, okay. That's good to hear.
Yeah.
As for me, I have on a Nike windbreaker.
Okay.
This should be a fleecy with some Adidas runners. So, you know, just keeping it simple. But,
yeah,
you know.
Simple.
Okay. So, guys, we've actually seen. These guys know they are fashion. Because if someone told me to describe what I'm wearing, just like it's a t-shirt and a trouser. These guys know absolutely what they're wearing. And it's always good to be able to describe what you're wearing. So, guys, let me just ask this. What does fashion mean to you?
Fashion to me is like how you express yourself. Like how you feel that day. Like what you want to wear. It can be affected by the weather, the mood and stuff, but like it's just you being comfortable so that you, whatever goes on, what you're wearing, you're comfortable in what you're in, and just no matter where you go, you don't have to like feel different because you're comfortable in what you are.
Okay.
As for me, I see fashion as a form of self-expression.
Yeah.
Okay.
You know, how you want to present yourself to others, how you feel about yourself, all about confidence.
Yes.
It's about how you want to present yourself and all that. So when someone says fashion, mm-hmm, they look at what they like, what they, you know, see around there and whatnot. So fashion is really just an extension of, you know, of our, yeah, personality.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
And we've known that we're not actually in the month of June, right? Mm-hmm. Which is the actual cold season for us Zambians. Mm-hmm. Although the climate has actually changed, yeah. And somehow it seems hot.
Yeah, it's hot during the day.
Yeah, so for you guys, this topic for today is cold but classy.
Yeah.
So, this is the winter. We all know we all need our sweaters. We all need to stay warm throughout the day, but we still need to look neat, classy, and all. What is the first thing we should take into consideration during this month?
I think people should, as much as people want to be like, I'm going to look at it at, from a girl's perspective. Okay. I don't know about guys. As much as we want to, like, you know, like, look like baddies and stuff, since it's cold, you essentially, like, have to wear clothes, shoes at a certain point. Like, you have to start wearing shoes, and you have to at least try and get long sleeve shirts in your closet.
Okay.
Because it's hot during the day, and then any moment it can get cold. So I've just realized, like, okay, if I'm wearing something long sleeve, at least I feel warm. But just carry like a light jacket. If you want, you can wear like jeans, a skirt. That doesn't matter, but at least some part of you should be warm. If it's your shoes, the top of your body, your jeans, at least some part of you can be warm. But you still look simple and cute, you know? I can give an example of, like, you have, let's say, leather pants.
Oh, okay.
And then you have like a tank top, and you have like boots or like sneakers on, and then if you want, you can throw on your regular, everyone has a bomber these days. It's a black bomber.
Yes.
Just like that, you've killed it, you know. You're just, you're warm, you look nice, everything, and just neutral colors.
No, okay,
like nice colors, bright colors that shine out, since it's sunny sometimes. Then dark colors are okay if you like neutral colors, like brown, gray, black, nude, such colors. I like such colors on people.
Okay.
They look nice. Yeah. I don't know. I think I'll give more. Let me just. There's still time.
Thank you for that insight, Chola. Chidobia, from your perspective.
On my perspective, well, I think I'm going to be talking for most of the guys.
Okay.
Because, you know, guys these days usually like to make statements with their coats, their windbreakers, jumpers, you name it. So, you know, as for guys, it can either be a poneck, can be a sweatshirt, can be a hoodie, fleecy pants, sneakers, slides, you throw on some socks, beanies, you name it. Okay.
This is the time for you guys to be wearing sweatpants. Let me just put it out there. This is your season.
I know why the ladies fancy guys wear fleecy pants, because, you know, there's a lot that goes on.
Plump the sweatpants, you don't mind.
Go. Yeah, but anyways, as I was saying, as, you know, guys usually just, you know, take the coat as it comes. You know, you throw on a windbreaker, a jean, some sneakers, just keep it simple. But, you know, they would like to make definitions.
Yes.
This guy has this thing, this guy has that, the next thing, you know, puffer jackets, so on and so on. So, you know, for guys, we really just keep it simple. Trench coats, ponies, you throw on, you know, go about your day.
But before I even let you go, and jeans, guys. And jeans really cold. Are they advisable for this month? You feel like jeans are really that cold in the month of June?
Jeans are just like, you don't have a problem. You can wear jeans.
Okay.
Yeah, jeans is just like something to add on, because it's like easy to wear and stuff. It's just that they're not as comfortable sometimes, because they can be tight and stuff. But otherwise, jeans, as long as it matches with what you're wearing, it's okay. For guys, I think guys, most guys these days are wearing jeans and stuff.
So is that like, From what you've mentioned so far, from the guys of jeans, windbreaker, is there like a certain type of material people shouldn't try to wear in June? Like in June, that attracts like coldness? Is there like any certain type of material? Because I've seen you said about fleece, you said about sweat panties, and they all seem to be wool. like in the woo section? Ooh,
well, in terms of,
is there like something they shouldn't be putting on?
In terms of a certain type of material,
yes,
that you know we choose to wear, as the old saying goes, fashion has no way.
Yeah.
You know, there are certain clothes where you can wear, like you feel like it's going to be warm, but it's still going to be cold. So you just throw it on for the sake of, you know just wearing it.
I mean, when it comes to girls, like we know, sometimes we know, like what I'm wearing is going to get cold. And then there are always guys who are just willing to like give out your jumper, because they know even them, they're just like trying to be strong, you know. So like you can still be a bad
trend that has been here for a while. You know, girls wanting to get jumpers from guys.
Yeah, you know. So like you can still wear, you know, those light clothes and stuff, and then you just go to your boyfriend and be like, hey.
Okay. So guys, you've heard Chola is just literally lowering us to a single.
No, I'm single. Don't worry. I'm just saying. It's just
I think she's speaking for everyone
for
out
everyone
there.
For everyone out there.
Okay.
We know girls know the vibes.
So. Okay, so guys, we've covered what they've said about what you should wear when it's cold and what and the jeans, everything.
Should we talk about like,
and please, before you even go any further, guys, let's talk about colors, guys, because I have seen blends of colors in this. You find people are putting on green and yellow, black and blue. Are there specific colors people should be putting on? Yes,
it's uniforms, guys.
What,
stop buying uniforms, stop buying the same dress. Where are there 300 other people wearing that dress, and then even you and you know, like if you have a body, it is like for girls,
okay,
if you have a body that suits what you're wearing, obviously you're going to kill. Even if another girl is wearing the same dress, if your body complements it, your confidence complements it, your makeup, your hair, everything complements it, you look good.
Okay.
But don't just buy something for the sake of, oh, this is in fashion, and then you, let's say
but
I
that's
get
the topic
boots
at hand,
yeah, like you just say I get boots and then I start wearing them with sweatpants. How cool wears boots, sweatpants, and then I get like a denim jacket on top and a white shirt, and then I go put it on and then I say, oh no, because this is trending, and let me do that. No, like you have to think about what you're getting. So what was your question?
Okay, that was our addition. That was our PS.
I'm always for side notes.
Okay.
But at the end of the day, it's all about trends.
Yeah.
No, yeah,
so if something is trending, why not get it? Okay. Whether it complements you or it doesn't. Because you feel like if you're wearing something that's trending, people will notice you.
Okay.
So it's all about the noticeable stuff.
Again, people
in fashion
need to notice how they're wearing it also.
Oh, okay.
That's why he's like, colors, like what's matching? Do you mean like colors, like...
Oh no, for me my certain type is this: people are really doing combos now, right? There's like someone has got that the red shirt or the yellow pants, the green boots.
Yeah,
I'm like, how important are color blends, and which colors would you advise someone to put together? We'll start with you, Chidupia.
In terms of color blends, I think certain colors complement each other on an outfit.
Oh, okay.
You know, some other colors you don't really need to blend them, because you can just go all black, because black is just
black
the combination.
Yes.
Like all white as well.
Okay.
Is those are neutral colors, you can just throw on all white and still be good. But in terms of color blending, you know, you can't just, I wear red, yellow, like, I don't know if you're trying to make a statement or it's either you just don't know how to put your colors together.
Mm-hmm.
But in terms of, you know, color blending, if you're wearing a certain type of shoe, let's say for example you're wearing Chelsea boots,
okay,
you can throw on a jean, a denim jean. Let's say the Chelsea boots are black, throw on a denim jean, a white tee, and a coat on top. That would be all right. And like, you know, just wearing colors for the sake of wearing colors, then you end up looking like, you know, we don't want to start going to tribes like they start saying, I don't know, this guy doesn't know how to put colors, this and that. So it's all about what you're wearing. You see what can go with this and that. So you match out your outfit perfectly.
No, okay. Thank you for that. Chole.
Okay, for me, my mom, I actually got this from my mom, I can't even lie. She once told me, like, she was dressing up one day and then she wore like a green outfit.
Okay.
And then she's like, I need something red. Like, and I'm like, why do you need something red? She's like, I need something that will pop out. Like, people can't just see me in green.
Okay. Yeah.
Like, there has to be like something that complements me. So every time I dress up, I always think like, okay, now I've worn, like, for example, I've worn a black shirt, I want to wear black shoes, and then like a black jersey, what's going to pop up? Blue jeans, like something that would just like look neutral. It doesn't necessarily like bring out the best, like it just pops out, and then it makes your outfit look more appealing and like just spots out most. So when I say you dress up, so when you dress up, at least if you're wearing like a dress, at least wear like earrings, something that will pop, something that will make you look, at least it'll just pop out when you're walking out. You just see like, okay, you can see like noticeable details. It's like this, if you're wearing something green, don't change like the whole rainbow, you know? Don't wear the whole rainbow.
I've seen you guys have talked about, yes, where you talked about all black, all white, denim jeans,
and yeah,
like, so what advice do you give to those people who want to like, what colors would you like, do you know certain type of colors that fit together? Like there, why you can just tell someone, oh, you, when you wear brown, please try to go with this color. Are there any colors you'd advise someone to like blend together?
Wearing like, okay, so like say you're wearing a brown jean, brown trousers, like white, obviously on top.
Yeah, white, definitely.
Okay. White, can, or you can find something that's neutral with the brown.
Okay.
Or even black.
Yeah.
Black's also safe. And then if you're wearing, let's say, blue, you can wear white, black, blue itself. You can use, have you ever seen people drip in all blue? Like, it's like such colors. Okay, those are my colors. Such colors.
Okay.
And if you're wearing like, let's say, those nude clothes,
yeah
you always have to like at least try and look, try and match everything to a T so that you don't look a bit crazy.
Well, for me, in terms of the colors, it all comes down to confidence.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
You can throw on any color, whether it be bright, dull, but the confidence of you wearing that, you know, makes a difference. Like the statement, like, okay, he's not shy, he or she is not shy to wear such in public, and people can see that by, you know, just the way you walk, the way you carry yourself. You can wear yellow and throw in some red shoes and still, you know, pop.
Especially if it's a nice brand and if it looks good.
Oh, it's all about confidence at the end of the day. You decide to wear whatever you want, but as long as you have that confidence, because at the end of the day, certain things, you know, were easily influenced. These celebrities, what we watch on TV, what we see from these fashion icons, and you know, they're trying to recreate certain outfits by, you know, trying to mix certain colors, trying to wear this in a type of way, trying to wear a cape in that way, you know. So at the end of the day, it's all about confidence. Whatever you decide to wear is in a certain color, in a certain form, just wear it with confidence and just go out there and, you know, make a statement.
So this June, this cold season might end, which colors would you prefer? Should people like try bright colors or dull colors? Which colors could they try?
I think you can go for both, but like you don't have to. If you're going for bright colors, go for bright colors. If you're going for dull colors, go for dull colors. But like dull colors, really, most people are wearing dark colors, everyone's in black and white these days because they're just trying to like, this is what's popping.
Oh, okay.
Most of the time.
Well, I don't really have the same because, you know, I throw in different colors. Guys, depend on the type of outfits they'll be getting. If it's a tracksuit, if it's color, you know, it can be brown, it can be orange, it can be black, you know. So try to mix up things in this weather. You know, as much as you can, try different things because you just can't take one path and say, okay, I'm comfortable in this fashion sense.
Oh, okay.
Because, you know, fashion is changing every day. Someone wants to try something new and make a statement out there. So, yeah.
Okay, thank you for that, guys. So, but okay, guys, let's go to the part of where we've talked about these clothes we can put on. We've talked about these different colors we can do. My question is, where do we even get our clothes? Like, why do we even buy these things? Go to Kamala, right? They'll go and buy their clothes. That's where they are. That's where their fashion comes from. Some will go to City Market. Some will go to Soho. Some will go to Studio 88. Some will go to different. But where would you actually send someone where they can find clothes that are affordable, but still look classy, still look cool, and still can be done for this season?
Yeah. Have you noticed that girls' clothes are cheaper than guys' clothes?
Yeah, that's one thing that I've seen about girls' clothes.
And they're found everywhere.
Oh, okay.
So, like, if you're a buddy on a budget, you I can advise you to go to Kulima Tower.
Okay.
They have so many places where they sell. Don't just underestimate you guys. Support your local team, you know. They have really, really nice clothes, especially if you've got a if you've got a good eye when it comes to, like, picking out clothes. You can always pick out clothes. You find clothes at affordable prices. Everything there is less 20 kwacha, 5 kwacha, 10 kwacha. And you'll find nice clothes. No one will even tell that you got it from there. They'll think you got it from a boutique because they've got labels. They've got Victoria's Secret.
Okay.
That's you being a buddy on your budget. But otherwise, if you are, someone who likes stored clothes, you can follow Sensha. They have nice clothes. It's an online shopping store. And then there's also Lisa, Miss Chick Drip. She has very nice fancy clothes for those people who are in the working class and stuff like that. Then I also have my own personal page called Nera, where we sell thrift clothing. Like thrift clothing at affordable prices. You have jackets, jerseys, we don't have jeans, but we have nice cute tops. Just everything is there, and then we also interact with our subscribers. So if you need anything, we can always do that for you. So those are the pages I usually follow when it comes to, like, style.
As for me, before I even get into, you know, where you can go get your stuff and whatnot, as you see right now, you know, a lot of places have opened up. There's online shopping, there are stores, we've got Kamwala, as you said, in town and whatnot. And I feel like when coming up with certain outfits and looking at the place where we'd like to purchase certain things, because, you know, not every place has all the clothing that you would want.
Yes.
So people tend to build their outfits slowly. Maybe today you want to get a jumper, tomorrow you want to get a pair of shoes, the next day this and that. So, you know, a variety of shops offer certain, you know, types of clothing that you'll be looking for. Like, we've got Swagga the store, we've got AZ, I'm not sure if it's still open in town, we've got Studio 88, we've got Total Sports, and, you know, most of these young generation, that's what they're looking at. You know, they're trying to have something that's, you know, from the store, fresh, you know, trying to get into like that. Then we've got Town, that offers a variety of things, because I mean, it's just fast. You can go to Kamwala, you can go to Soweto, you can go where, and, you know,
you find
just find all sorts of, you know, and end up even changing your mind about the outfit that you're trying to build, and you just, you know, get something different. So, in terms of finding a place, we've got Facebook. You can look up certain places, online shops, as we've been told, there's Nera, you know, for ladies.
Follow at Nera, guys.
You know, we've got people like Chanda Bryan and among other businessmen in town who offer clothing and other things. So, you know, just get there on social media, ask around if it's a jumper, if it's shoes that you want, accessories and whatnot, just to throw on an outfit. You know, everything is made possible through social media.
Okay, you guys have talked about brand, you've talked about a lot of stores, and there's just been so much that's been talked about. For that listener who is listening and they are really, really, really not financially stable, but they still want to maintain their dream, right? And they are so, they are going to, they need the most thing that they can afford is thrift clothes. Where could they find this? Yes, they are achievable. I apart
baby
from
girl.
Your store,
baby girl, get on a bus. Tell them you're dropping off at Kulima Tower.
Yeah.
When you drop off at Kulima Tower, just there, start walking straight, like one direction straight. You start walking to City Market. City Market, you go inside, you enter a whole new world. A whole new world of clothes.
Okay.
Where you wouldn't be surprised that these clothes are actually affordable, but you can actually get them and they look new.
Okay.
They look like they haven't been worn and stuff like that, because you know we are a poor country. We get donations from different countries and stuff like that. Like, you know, dumping, there's a lot of dumping in Zambia, which is not necessarily a good thing, but it's sort of benefiting us, like benefiting like the lower income people.
Yes, definitely.
So people who don't have enough money. So you find a lot of things. You can find boyfriend jeans, you can find denim jeans, you can find tank tops, you can find everything. Just know where to get your stuff. Okay. And then, like I said, have a good eye. Have a good eye. If you like a certain color, if you see it, pick it, get it. No one, and one thing about thrift clothing is that once you get it, you won't see anyone else in the street having it.
Yeah, that's the good thing.
Everybody will be like, you can wear it even seven times. Seven times over and over again. It's a different skirt, a different jean, different jacket. You can wear it and people will still be like, whoa, this is a really nice shirt. Like you get, like it's a really nice trousers. No one else can compete with you with that. So like, I'm just giving like a small tip for the listeners. Just go to town, or if you want, you can go to Kamwala and smell good as you are doing all of these things.
Okay. Love addition of smell good as you are doing all of these things. Should be any addition to that.
The thing I would like to point out about, you know, people getting their clothing from Kamwala and whatnot, you know, certain people feel like the clothing is not up to standard with certain things that other people buy from shops and whatnot. So people tend to feel like they'll feel inferior if they buy clothing from Kamwala, be it Soweto or whatsoever. But you know, you have to be comfortable with your life.
Yes,
not everyone has the opportunity to buy clothing from these stores and whatnot.
Yes,
so
you're
supposed to work within your means. So if you have the money to buy something in a store, buy it. If you have money to buy something in Kamwala, go buy. Don't be ashamed of you know where you stand in life, because you feel like if I wear something from Kamwala, someone will say no, it's fake, it's not this, it's not Gucci, it's
wear
not
it
Nike.
It's,
no, wear it with confidence, because that's what you can afford at that particular point in time. Because it's not like you're going to be in a particular position in life forever, because things change. One day it'll be you buying in Total Sports in thing.
Yeah.
And you know, life goes on like that. Life is a staple.
Girls, we say body on a budget. Want to look good, we just have a little bit of money, but we'll still look good. You won't tell that my whole outfit is hand with clutch.
That's going back
just
to what Chole said about, you know, having some perfume and you know, guys, ladies, guys, you might, you know, pop out, you're out there in an outfit looking good, but the one thing that will kill your entire outfit is the odor.
I always keep spray in my bag, no matter what. Like, I always have in my bag, I always keep a bottle of spray. Even if like I walk out, I spray before I go. Brush your teeth. It's not a crime to brush your teeth. It's not a crime to do that.
Fashion goes beyond
wearing fashion
clothes,
is also with your hygiene, because you can look good, but like just how you're feeling inside, if you're not clean inside, even how you appear, it also won't appear clean. So you start from the inside. You take a bath, pick out your outfit,
have your hair cut,
have your hair done, you know, look at your face. If you're not confident with your face, put a little bit of makeup. For boys, you're ugly. I'm just joking. But I'm just saying, like, if you just be confident in what you're wearing, and then try to be as hygienic as possible. Just keep warm, it's cold. There's still more, but
And tell the truth, from Chole's perspective, we've seen that when it's cold season, there's that sweat that people bath. It's not a crime to bath in cold season. I know it's hard. If you can't bath, please just take time to clean your armpits carefully.
Yeah.
You do what, you know.
You won't know if you spray.
Yes, and if you're allergic to spray, please bath. Like, like
throw on, you can always throw on some.
Yeah.
Throw on, yeah.
If your skin is very sensitive, make sure you just take a bath. The bath is really important. And choose the best soap, guys.
Yeah.
Soap really matters. It's just not anything.
It's very
soap
much,
really matters.
Very much important. Though,
Colgate also matters. Let me say toothpaste, not Colgate, because they have different brands. There's Colgate, there's Aquafresh, there's everything.
Yeah.
You don't have to have long reach for your teeth to be white.
Yeah, that's
just make
very
sure you you brush, guys.
You brush your teeth.
So we've talked about knowing yourself so that you can define fashion, right?
Yeah.
It's like the basis of everything, right? Being confident, having that self-esteem. We've talked about the color blends. We've talked about where we could get our clothes, how we could pop out, how we could still be hygienic. There's so much that we've covered with these two. Yeah. Could you please recommend any book that we might read?
Any book. So for me, I would say I really want to read, I'm not saying I have read it,
okay,
but I really want to read How to Kill a Mockingbird.
Oh, okay.
So yeah, I have, apparently that book has got a very deep meaning. Like if you crack the meaning of the book at the end of the book, it like changes your whole life and perspective. And also Eat, Pray, Love. If you've never watched the movie, you can also read the book Eat, Pray, Love.
Okay.
I've watched the movie. It's a very nice movie. It's a life-changing movie. It's about self-understanding, you breaking out of yourself and just loving yourself despite what other people are doing to you. It's just you trying to understand yourself. So that's Eat, Pray, Love and How to Kill a Mockingbird.
These books, as she said, are really nice, and I can confirm they are really very good. Chilofia.
Well, as for me, I don't know any books at the moment.
Okay.
If the listeners are interested, they can get in touch with me. Then I can, you know, let them know about what to read and, you know, just
build. I love how he swerves through the situation.
Self-confidence. And,
oh, okay.
No, I just have to be honest. Because, you know, most of the stuff, you know, you can read about them online if you want to learn about fashion sense, know, what's trending, who's doing this with that.
And thank you for those recommendations, guys. May you please also recommend to us a movie that we could watch this Friday.
I think I want us to watch Miracles from Heaven.
Miracles from Heaven?
Yeah.
Okay. So just recommending everything, that's good. Thank you.
As for me, I think I'll just recommend something simple. It's a series.
Okay.
Everyone can go watch. Or American. I'm sure it's on DSTV.
Yeah.
You know, there's a lot of things that go on there because those are our peers, same age group. So I think they'll share values that we would like to see and, you know, bring into the real world.
And then you guys should also watch, if you've already watched King Kong versus Godzilla, let's all talk about the ending together, because there's not enough heat going on about that movie, because I really like that movie. So I just want you guys to like watch that movie and just hear what you have to say about it. King Kong versus Godzilla.
Thank you for that, guys. And I think I should take time, because I have really, really not played that movie. Like, I've always just been missing it. Every time I'm seeing it, I'm like, next.
No, you need to.
So I think I really need to take time. So thank you for that, guys. Okay, we need to hear your closing remarks.
Okay, so girls, oh my, ladies out there, everyone, I just hope that whatever you're wearing, you're comfortable. You just know that you're beautiful no matter what. No matter what anyone has to say about you. Your fashion sense is your fashion sense. If you feel that you're uncomfortable, you can always talk about it. Ask a friend. Ask your friends how you look before you go out. Because you can think you're going out looking nice and stuff. Like, always have that friend who will give you confidence, even if you don't have it in yourself sometimes. So be confident, feel comfortable in what you're wearing. Just know that you're beautiful. And yeah, I hope you just get, follow my advice, and I hope to see everyone looking good, feeling their best, and just being happy.
Thank you for that, Chalo.
And as for me, for all the guys and, you know, gentlemen out there, one thing I would like to say before, you know, I close this is, when you're going out, you know, you have to know the place where you're going and, you know, the type of clothes you're wearing at that particular place or event that you would like to attend. So, you know, you, if it's a party,
if it's a business meeting, if you're going to class, you know, it's cold. You might throw in a jumper when you're going to class, that's all right. If you're going to a party, you might want to wear a denim coat with a ponik and whatnot, you know. Just know your environment and where you're going before, you know, you can actually decide what you want to wear. Just know that, you know, you just have to keep your hygiene straight, your outfit in check, always be clean, you know. Wash your clothes, guys. Wash, please. We know you want to repeat that outfit, but please wash it before you wear it again.
We are tired.
We are tired.
Like I said, the uniform. Hey, please don't have the uniform every day, the same shirt, the same trousers.
Yeah. So... Guys like doing
guys,
you know, you wear it today, 3 days later you wear it without washing it.
I'm sorry
please.
To interfere. That's guys, we cannot notice you from 3 miles away. This is you because you are wearing the same shirt and the same trousers. No. Don't feel cursed or buy clothes, you know.
Yeah, and okay. If you don't have
and let's emphasize,
you know, a variety of clothes, you can, you know,
smell
switch up.
Good.
Just blend them up.
Yeah, Chilu, you know. Let's emphasize it together. Smell good.
Smell guys, please. Smell you, if you can't afford that perfume,
even if
buy
you don't
a spray.
Look nice.
Yes.
Smell nice. People even look at you like
Yeah, you know, just when you pass by, you should know, like, okay, this guy, you know, has a good hygiene.
Has a good hygiene.
So at least, you know.
Even if it's wild,
if it's not perfume, it's spray. If it's not spray, it's raw. Just, you know.
You know, of course, we all have our days when we all get rowdy.
Yeah,
so, that's true.
But yeah, just make sure you're okay.
Thank you for those closing remarks, guys. But guys, we always know, whenever people say their closing remarks, what time is it? It's game time. This is the only time where we put our two partners against each other. We see who actually knows Africa well. Today, we're going to travel out of Zambia. We're going to go to Africa. The whole of Africa. We need to know other places in Africa. And let's see what children and Chilufi are know in Africa apart from the good fashion sense that they have. How many countries are in Africa?
I'm not sure if I did my county right, but it should be somewhere around 50. I'm not mistaken.
Okay.
Cholo.
I'm going to say 52.
Okay, guys. They are both wrong. It's 54, but we're really proud.
Okay.
What is the most widely spoken language in Africa?
Oh, really?
Should be Swahili.
English.
They are both wrong. It's Arabic.
In Africa?
Yes, because we've got more Arabs or Islamists than we have what? So it's Arabic.
Oh. Okay.
Yep. So, true or false? Africa is the world's hottest continent.
True.
One to Chilufia, zero to Chelo.
What? It's the hottest?
Yes, it is.
Are you serious?
Tropical climate. Should be. I'm not sure.
Guys, it really is. True or false? Look at that. She's like... The true or false? USA is bigger than the Sahara Desert. True or false? USA is bigger than the Sahara Desert.
The USA. True.
One to Cholwe, zero to Chilufia. The Sahara Desert is actually bigger than USA. That's why Africa is there. World's hottest continent.
Oh.
Got a very big desert that's really everywhere.
Okay,
so we've actually talked about that. We've talked about the true or false and everything. Now we have to travel to places, guys.
Okay.
We have to travel. So we're going first to go to where? West Africa. So this place, it's the world's, it's in Africa, it's the most populous country, one. And it's also home to the richest man in Africa, two. And the last hint, it has one of the largest cities in it, but it's not its capital city.
Wait, say them again.
Isn't that Nigeria?
Nigeria, one, two. So Chilufia,
wait,
score two.
You told us to say the country that has another.
Let's go to the next country, guys. This country is the second largest hub of gold in Africa, and it was once called the Gold Coast. Yep. And the lake that it has, Volta Lake. is known as the world's biggest man-made lake. What is the name of the lake? Okay, one to Chombe. Chilupia, guys, I know there's so much laughter, but with Chombe,
you know what's going laughter on.
Laughter never ends. Okay, another place, guys. Okay, you need to. It's hunting is illegal there, one.
What?
And it has got the most runners in Africa that did break the record at the Olympics. And it's home to the fastest animal in Africa, the cheetah. What's the name of the place?
South Africa.
No.
Ghana.
No, they are both wrong. The answer is Kenya.
Oh.
Kenya's got one of the fastest people. And the fastest animal.
Okay.
Okay. Yeah.
So for those facts you guys who didn't know, then the last place we're going to go to. This is a nice place. It's the world's least densely populated area.
Okay.
One. And it's in Southern Africa. By the way, and also, it is home to Karahari Desert. What is the name of the place?
Karahari Desert. Mm.
Lesotho?
Nope, wrong.
What?
Tanzania.
Wrong. The place is Namibia.
I just knew it was in our circle. Like, it's like somewhere. Yeah.
So to break the ice, guys, they both have two to break the ice.
Okay.
It's a tie.
Let's see. Let's give them this riddle. I have 10 servants that obey my orders. I have 10 servants that obey my orders. They help me whenever I need them. They nourish me, help me wear my clothes, and they turn the pages of my book for me when I'm reading. They never argue amongst themselves. Who are they?
My fingers.
Cholo has won the game, guys. And that was the break of everything.
I wasn't even listening.
So thank you to everybody who's been able to participate, and thank you to you all. Goodbye, and this is the end of our podcast.
Bye, guys.
Bye.